Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 27th of April. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. And the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they will show you how to use it. How good is that? Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in, and we will finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 30th. That's next Monday. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. Differ by 180 degrees, sorry. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. But don't worry, you still go fishing, of course you do. You just have to put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. If you need news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, just contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pama@extra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Now, one thing I forgot to tell you is that the World Masters Fly Fishing Championships are on at the moment in Spain. Now, while New Zealand does not have a team entered, we have a local angler, Johannes Krull, and he has entered as an individual. Johannes is German extraction, but a citizen of New Zealand. And I can tell you that after two sessions, Johannes is fifth overall in the individual events. So well done to him. Now, if you want to keep up with the results, just go to the World Masters Fly Fishing Championship website, and it is WMFFC2018 Spain. World Masters Fly Fishing Championships 2018 Spain. And all the results are posted there each night. So good luck to you, Hannes. Well done. Okay. Let's look at some weather with Met Service and the Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A ridge over the country moves away to the east as a low approaches the North Island today. The low moves slowly across the upper North Island during the weekend and early next week. The forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours. Saturday. Northeast 25 knots, gusting 35 knots, rising to easterly 35 knots, gusting 50 knots for a time in the afternoon. Sea becoming very rough for a time in the afternoon and evening. A few showers turning to rain with possible heavy falls in the afternoon. Manukau and Waitemata harbours for Sunday. Becoming northerly 15 knots in the morning, turning northeast 15 knots in the afternoon, and easterly 15 knots in the evening. Rain with heavy falls easing. Be careful on the harbours. Met Service Waikato. Saturday. Overcast with scattered light rain becoming widespread and heavier around midday. Brisk northeasterlies. The Waikato on Sunday, occasional rain, gusty northeasterlies. If you're fishing in the Rotorua region, forecast for Saturday, overcast with scattered light rain, becoming widespread and heavier around midday, brisk northeasterlies. Sunday in Rotorua, occasional rain, gusty northeasterlies. Now the forecast for Taupo and Taumarunui is the same. Taupo, Taumarunui on Saturday. Overcast with scattered light rain, becoming widespread, brisk northeasterlies. Taupo and Taumarunui on Sunday. rain easing to isolated showers in the afternoon, but remaining cloudy, strong, gusty easterlies. Forecast for the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, rain, possibly heavy, strong southwesterlies spreading everywhere in the morning, easing at night. Canterbury Plains on Sunday, cloudy with occasional rain, southerlies gradually tending southeast. Okay, thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Let's look at some river levels. The Puniu River, 23 kilometres south of Tauamutu, is currently at 8.1 metres. It's flowing at 7.1 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week's flow. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 1.1 of a metre, and it's flowing at 1.9 cubic metres per second, low, slow, in good condition. The Ohinemuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pāroa and Waihi, is current 11.8 metres. It's falling, and it's flowing at 2.8 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week as well. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.2 of a metre. That's well down on last week. The Waipā River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.1 metres. And falling. It's flowing at 6.2 cubic metres per second. It's in good condition. The Whakapapa River is at 3.3 cubics, down from a high of 11 midweek. And the Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is flowing at 17.2 cubic metres per second. That's down from a high of 28 cubics this week. The Tongariro River, measured at Turangi, is at 23.9 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week's reading. So get out there, get amongst them, enjoy the fishing. Be careful when wading. Thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent websites, real-time monitoring, 24 hours a day. Thank you. Okay, we'll have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll be free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be York City. So tired of getting nowhere and seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. It's wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be. For the first time I'll
be. You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Harry Nilsson, I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Harry Nilsson and John Lennon, two of the world's great drinking mates. They used to have enormous sessions together. Okay. Craig Corwell. Craig Corwell lives at a place called Trout Heaven. Trout Heaven is on the banks of the Punu River, 23 kilometres south of the mighty thriving metropolis of Te Awamutu. Craig stands in his kitchen window and he can look at the Punu River and give us live fishing reports. And he's going to do that right now. Good evening, Craig.
God, that was a build up. Hey, were those two guys drinking mates of ours? I can't remember. John Lennon wasn't.
No.
Anyway, but I can't look at the river now because bloody daylight savings turned up and it's pitch black outside. It's really terrible, isn't it?
Okay, given normal daylight hours, you can see the Punu River from your kitchen window.
Dining room window.
Okay, now, quick summary. How's the Punu been going?
Well, the Punu's actually in very good nick, as well as the Mangatutu and the Waipa and all the rivers around. Mm-hmm. We've had a very, very wet summer, but when it's rained and the rivers come up, they've cleared pretty quickly and as we found out in a rural recovery retreat, and for Wendy's casting for recovery retreat in February, we had very heavy rain about two or three days before the retreats, and we sat around here thinking, oh God, do we have to go back to the Waimakariri or somewhere like that? And they cleared, and the fishing's been very good all summer.
Mm. Okay, it tends to be
very
like
good.
That, doesn't it?
And Mark Clasford gave me a ring last night. Mm-hmm. Actually, to talk about the willow clearing on the Punu.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about that.
And
as well.
He had fished the Mangatutu last weekend.
Yeah.
And he said, I found there were some dead things around, and that was a bit gross, but never mind. So he fished dry fly with a blowfly imitation and caught some browns and between 2 and 4 pounds. So That's pretty good.
Yeah, I just done the Punu and the Mangatutu River levels. The Mangatutu's down, it's low and clear, but in good condition, eh?
I know. They, everything is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Now, I want to talk about Waikato Regional Council and Project Watershed, because it's happening on your very bitter river.
Yeah, I know, and you rattled some figures off, like 1,000 hectares or something. And
okay, well, what it is, it's a program of...
What's happening is between them and especially on the Punu River with the Punu River Trust, which is a Maori trust, they are clearing all the willows off the riverbanks,
mm-hmm.
and they've done it between our place and the top of Butch Gilbert's, who's the next property up, on both sides of the river. Then they've gone around the next part of the river and have just done the true left bank, and they're going to come back next summer and they're going to do the right bank, there's poplars and everything, and clear that all the way up to Seafund Road. So that would be probably 5 kilometres or 6 kilometres of riverbank.
Yes.
And then so they've fenced it, and they fenced it back about 5 metres or at a minimum 5 metres.
Yeah.
And they've planted on our three properties about 10,000 native trees.
Goodness me, yeah.
Native trees and flaxes.
Okay.
And what they've done is that they've, in a couple of areas, they've left gateway areas.
Yes.
And Wendy went down, had a talk to the guys that were doing the fencing, and on our place they've... It costs us a dozen beers or something, but they've put in a couple of styes, so there's access across styles.
Yes.
So there's access across the electric fences and things like that, so you access the river.
Very good. Because what happens when you fence off a river and plant flaxes and natives, it's all good for about 5 years and then you can't get anywhere near the water.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that subject up.
Well, this is the downside.
I know. So, you know, it's a bit of a trade-off, eh?
Yes.
Because the problem we had, the issue was that we didn't like the stock in the water, but the stock kept the riverbanks clear.
Yes.
So now we don't like the stock in the water. You know, the riverbanks are going to be overgrown. And we just hope that we will spray the blackberry and things But because our winters aren't cold enough to knock the blackberry around, the blackberry will in 3 or 4 or 5 years take over. Now, we got told this. We were fishing. Remember, we were fishing on... We had a club trip down here about 12 years ago or something, and a young guy came. We were on the Mangatutu, and a young guy came up and said, "Oh, it's you bloody fishermen have made us fence the rivers off. You know, in 5 years' time, you won't get access to it." And they're dead right, Bill. You know, we've got to do something because the rivers have deteriorated over the last 10 years since we've been down here.
Yes, I agree. We've got to do something. Okay. Now, just some stats about Project Watershed, run by Waikato Regional Council. It's a 2-year program, as you say, and it's all to do with river management and soil conservation. They've picked out 7 streams, and the Puniu is one. That's where you live. And listen to this. It's estimated that 8,700 hectares is at risk of erosion. 350 kilometres of stream bank is in danger. They're going to fence over 1,000 kilometres, and they're going to plant 980 kilometres. And it's all to do with flood protection, willow clearance, and soil conservation, river management. So it's a wide-ranging program. Must be costing a fortune.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
But if we go back to last, was it April, just after or before Easter, and we had some very massive storms.
Yes.
And we were trying to go up to Ruri Point, and the road from up through Kaiawa up to Ruri Point was closed off.
Yes.
And right through the Waikato, right through that area, there were huge slips because the steep hills have been grazed back that low that there's nothing there to hold the soil back.
Yes.
So especially those storms that were, I think they were just prior to Easter last year, did a huge amount of damage. And this is what they're trying to avoid. And, of course, all that, if those slips come down, everything ends up in the rivers,
yes,
and it just salts everything up downstream and then causes, you know, then the willows really take over in that salty sort of... on the side of the riverbanks, and the whole thing just gets worse.
Yeah,
and you get the willows in the riverbanks, and, of course, the water doesn't flow down very, very quickly.
It doesn't clear.
And then so it builds up, and it builds up, and then there'll be a break in it somewhere, and it just causes a huge amount of damage.
Yeah, it's got to be done. I appreciate that. Now, do the locals have a say in this? Did you get asked, or did they just come on and do it?
Well, what happened here was that our neighbour Butch Gilbert has got a bridge across the river that people know his place, and he had some big willows come down or something in the storm. So he got hold of the regional council and said, you know, how do I go about shifting these out of the river? And they said to him, well, if you ever get those trees and that stuck in the river, let us know. We'll come down and do it. So they came down, and then that's how the discussion got started about, you know, well, maybe this would be a good area to start, because the top of our place and Butcher's place, we hadn't fenced it off.
Yes.
Because we like the access to... I mean, we don't have 500 in a dairy herd or anything. We, you know, I'd have 2 heifers down there or something. So they came through and said, you know, we'd like to fence it off and we'd like to do this and we'd like to do that. So it was inevitable that we were going to have to do it. So we may as well let them pay for it as us pay for it.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, fair enough.
And at least it's not, you know, you go to a lot of properties and that electric fence is, I think they only need to bring it a metre away from the riverbank. And you get a lot of areas where, you know, it crosses a bend in the riverbank and you can't back cast because the electric fence is right behind you.
Yes.
So at least we're 5 metres away or, you know, a little bit further.
Okay, I understand. Now, when they pull the willows out, what do? Do they just dump them beside the river and burn them later, or do they take
them
away?
Well, yes, they did. They stacked them all up in the huge stacks.
Yeah.
And Wendy was good because she raced down there and said, we need some firewood. So they put some aside.
Yeah, cool.
And we've got these huge, massive stacks of, to timber down there, and we can go down and light them when we want to. And
cool.
Supply them.
Well, that'll be the go, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we can toast marshmallows or something, you know. from about 20 metres back.
You toast all of southern Waikato and into Waikato.
We'll let you know when we're going to do it, and you can toast the marshmallows in Auckland.
Yeah,
I mean,
bloody hell.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah. Now, wonder what it's going to do to the fishing, because one of the good things about willows is they provide shade.
Mm.
The roots provide shelter for fish to hide out of a current and breeding and stuff like that. What if you get all the roots come out, the shade gets taken away from the river? How's that going to affect next summertime?
I don't know.
Well, no one's quite sure.
Right. It should be all right. We should be all right through the wintertime.
Yes.
Right. And there are a couple of spots that we used to fish, you know, like years ago before the willows got really bad, and Brian Young from AFAC and things, he used to catch Harry every time he came down, you know, because we think we catch the same fish. I have had a fish up through the areas, and just at the moment, because summer's really past, they're fishing really, really well.
Okay.
But, yeah, what's going to happen through next summer, it's going to be difficult because the fish like the shade, they like the cooler water, and where are they going to go? I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Yeah, they'll have to drop back into big pools or something.
Big pools or something, I hope, yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, that's something when it warms up next summer would be interesting to see. Now,
yeah, we're going to have to wait till next summer and just see what effect it has on. But fortunately, I mean, at this stage, what they've done is that they've planted all these natives and everything, and well, they cut the willows and they came through and they sprayed all the blackberry, and they've planted all the willows, and they're going to leave the cut willows there for 2 years to. Because if they kill them off straight away, then you're going to lose that root control on the riverbanks.
Okay, yes.
So they're going to come back in 2 years' time and then spray all the willows.
Okay.
And then hopefully in that time, then all the natives will have taken a little bit of control and hold the riverbanks.
Oh, I get you. So it's a staged program. Yeah, you can't rip them all out.
It is staged. They're just not going to walk away from it now. So.
Yeah. She's a big job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Wendy?
We've got a driving track.
Yeah, we've got a driving track from our paddock. They've left, I think they fenced it about 10 metres back or something.
Yes.
And they've left us a track so we can drive down to Never Fail Pool. And
they've
put a gateway in, and they've been pretty good. I mean, they're pretty approachable. So.
Well, that is good, isn't it? I have to come down and have a look. Great.
Yeah, you will. We'll have to come down after middle of May, and we'll have a fish.
Okay, we'll do that. Now, what have you heard about the hydro lakes?
Well, the hydro lakes, because they're starting to cool down, the fish will start to move back into the lakes themselves. And that's when the really good time is to get out there and fish between the weed beds, like sport fly fishing, fish them, and you get big browns, and arapuni should be good. Lake Moraito's been hammered a little bit lately with wakeboarders, and we were up there a couple of weekends ago, and they had a speed skiing thing where they skied for an hour at 75 mile an hour.
Gosh.
These guys were skiing behind racing boats.
Yeah, goodness me, yeah.
And, you know, like being hammered to hell.
Yeah.
So this went on most of the weekend, so... You know, obviously, I think the trout would have disappeared with dislike of the noise and the vibration. But as it starts to cool down and the trout come back into the lakes, you know, the fishing will become very good, especially Moraitai, Arapuni. Waipub is a bit difficult because it's very deep and it doesn't have those weed banks on the side of things. So.
Okay. Have you been up the Waipapa stream lately?
No.
No, okay, something to look
I've had my boat in the water since anniversary weekend, so...
Oh, a long time, okay.
Which is January.
Yeah, long time, yeah.
Tragic, isn't it?
Yeah, tragic. Okay, what else have you heard about fly fishing in the Waikato, southern Waikato region?
Well, of course, the there is a weekend. Nigel Juby and AFAC are holding a fishing day on the 12th of May on the Waiheau.
At Okarari, yes.
At Okarari, yeah. Right. And, of course, you know, those spring-fed creeks hold up pretty well right through the season and everything. They don't get affected. One little stream that's worth a look at is the Little Waipa that runs into Karapiro.
Yes.
And runs up on the eastern side of the Waikato River. That's well worth a look at. You know, there's a couple of very good access points, one on the Old Taupo Road and one on the Arapuni Road. But, you know, I've driven past them at times and nobody fishes them. So, you know, you're talking about fishing access or fishing pressure. There just isn't anything in the Waikato because this time of the year everybody's disappearing down to the Tongariro to go down there.
Well, they do. And yep. But you've got a huge number of streams and rivers and lakes in the Waikato region. There's never anyone
there. You know, there isn't. There's hardly anybody there. One place I'd like to, and that's if people have got campers and things, is the campground on Karapiro at the mouth of the Little Waipa. And it's really taken off now with RVs and mobile homes and things like that. But that's always been a very, very good place to fish. You know, in that river mouth and things like that, it's just, you know, it's just a massive area for trout fishing, really.
Yeah, I've been there with you and, I know exactly what you mean. It's very good. All right, thank you for that, Craig. Good to have a catch-up. I'm very keen to find
out. That's all right. We haven't done it for a while, have we?
Yeah, well, we've been busy and stuff, so that's all good.
Yep.
So thank you for that. Now, how do people get hold of you if they want to ask you anything about fly fishing in the Waikato region?
They can access our website at troutheaven.co.nz.
Troutheaven.co.nz, yes.
And on Facebook at troutheaven, our Facebook page.
Trout Heaven on Facebook or website troutheaven.co.nz. All your details are on there.
Yep, everything's on there.
All right, we do appreciate it.
Know where to get hold of us, and as you say, we can look straight down on the Puna River and know exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. We do appreciate that. Thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing.
Quite all right. Have a good evening.
Catch you later. See you, Craig.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Mr. Craig Caldwell. Have a look at his website, troutheaven.co.nz. If you want to ask any questions about fishing, the southern Waikato region, the Mangatutu, the Pokai Whenua, the Pūnu, he lives on the Pūnu, the Hydro Lakes, he works at Maraetai Dam, so he knows a hell of a lot about lake levels and flows and fish and stuff like that. Thank you, Craig. Okay, quick break, more fishing stuff.
Get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true? I'd get a kick out of you. Some get their kicks from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Then I'd get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Tūrangi area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. And that's why we want to talk to her, and Stella's live on here with us now. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. You well?
We're great, thank you.
Very good. Busy, busy.
Yes, we have. We've had a great latter part of the school holidays. It's actually been a very pleasant week, so a great Anzac Day for people to have days off and, you know, Anzac services, dawn services and things. It's been great. Really, really pleasant.
Okay. Still lots of anglers around the school holidays?
There certainly are. Possibly this, you know, today's a little bit quieter, but you'll find that from, you know, the next week or so there'll be a few that are hunting as well as fishing as well as duck shooting starts next weekend as well. So there certainly will be people around. But I think people have had a lot of time off. There's been a lot of holiday makers and things like that. So so a relative amount of pressure, and one would have to think that at some stage that will ease for a moment until the cold comes back in and those fish are back in and away we go again.
Okay, now your forecast for Saturday and Sunday is quite a bit of rain.
It's not very nice, is it?
Yes.
We don't really need any more rain. We've had enough.
Yes.
It actually feels as though we've sort of wandered into autumn. In actual fact, it's very autumnal and very pleasant, very definitive, which we haven't had for a year or two. It sort of feels like we might have a proper winter. So okay. We've had a couple of very close calls with frosts, but we've had a little bit of cloud cap, which has actually probably warned those off. We've probably had a bit of frost overnight, and then actually with that warmer cloud has... you know, eased a little, but in reality it's felt very much like winter should for us, so which is a very positive sign.
Okay.
And a very good indication, especially for fishing. And to have the weather turn to the south and southeast is really good, because that obviously means that triggers fish.
Okay, so we're just waiting for that weather to come in, and then you expect the fish to really start running.
I just hope that behind this rain that's coming, I hope that we don't get too much for a change. We have room, obviously, because the lake is a little bit lower than it has been, but our water table is still significantly higher than it should be, and we really don't need additional rain, as you can well imagine, or volume. But what we'd really like is it to turn to the south and be quite harsh. In doing so, once that barometric pressure drops, away those fish go and they move. So... and come into the rivers in reasonable numbers. So that's what we would really like. So it's just hard to know. I don't actually know what the long-term forecast is, but it does, as you say, indicate that we're going to have a bit of rain, and then I think it's meant to clear the early part of next week, isn't it?
Yes. You've got showers on Monday, then clearing. I think what you're going to find is that school holidays are basically over now. People start heading
very
home
much so.
Tomorrow. But you give it a couple of days, then the next wave of people arrive, knowing... so the school holidays are finished, all the kids are gone. Now I'll
time
go
to get
down
on the water.
To Tauranga and
exactly.
go fishing. So it never ends for you, really, does it?
No, I know it doesn't. And the other thing is, too, we've got duck shooting. So you tend to find that this little area here has got significant numbers of ducks all over the place. But opening day, they tend to go on holiday, so you don't see a duck for at least a month. So... but, you know, traditionally you always have a little bit of... a flurry of people who are in and out who obviously duck shoot, but days prior and days after take advantage of the rivers and the fishing as a whole. We've also had, you know, I mean, really when you start thinking about it, our lake has been so calm and collected. We've had a little bit of breeze this week, which has been a little bit of northerly, a little bit of southeasty, which is a bit of a pain at times. But generally speaking, we have had very little wind, which means that for those that perhaps haven't or are reluctant because of the factors that there have been a few people on the rivers, have certainly been out on the lake, and the lake's actually been really quite good. So certainly fish around the mouths, and, you know, for the last two or three days we've had people jigging and trolling, and it's been pretty consistent with some reasonable fish. Obviously a few fish that aren't so fantastic condition, but generally speaking they've been good, and people have been more than happy.
All right, in other words, get out there. You can't catch fish sitting at home. Get out there, get amongst them, just like the other people are. Yeah. Now, thank you, Stella. Lovely to have a catch-up. Your contact details, please.
07386895 3, and open 7 days, and more than happy to help.
Okay. Ring Stella at the store, 07386895 3, 7 to 7, 7 days a week. How good is that? Stella, thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing. We do appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Good
fishing.
Have a
great week. You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Stella Gordon, 07386895 3. Give her a ring. Ask her what flies to use, where to go, which way the wind's blowing. That's what they do. Fishing. Thank you. Quick break. More fishing stuff.
some velvet morning when I'm straight. I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell.
Fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands. He's based in the South Island, a place called Darfield, actually. And Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, a fishing guide, and a Facebooker. And his aim when fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. And that's exactly why we talk to him on a regular basis. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm good, you well?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Okay, you've been putting fly fishing stuff to music.
I have.
Was it Schubert who did the trout?
Yeah, symphonies? He did indeed. No, it's a funny old thing. It's another one of my hobbies. I'm sort of like a, what you call a hobby musician, I guess you'd say. I have done a little bit of professional soundtrack work over the years, and I really like the idea of sort of like impressionistic music. I mean, I mainly use synthesizers and a lot of electronica, and you know, I just sort of got this idea of trying to do a music track that reflects brown trout in the water. It's quite a big challenge, so I wanted to try to get this sort of swimming feel and quite flickery and a bit, you know, all over the place. So yeah.
Very good. The reason I know that is I won a quiz thing many, many years ago about the trout symphonies in Schubert.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I've just stuck in my mind from...
It's a funny old thing, isn't it?
That's the one.
But no, hopefully, I haven't quite finished the bit of music. It's coming on really well. It has a slight sort of, slight jazzy type of feel, a little bit of, I've got a flute player in it, which is quite interesting, so I've got a bit of classical guitar in this one, so, you know, look, it's just an offshoot, you know, and, hopefully I'll try to put a proper video with it, just not showing so much fishing, but just brown trout, really.
Okay.
Really, how it came about is just a homage to brown trout. I mean, it's a fish I just have so much respect for, and I have a real connection to in my life, which is hard to explain. I think I'm probably not alone. A lot of us do. Just something about brown trout that has enamored me ever since I was a kid and still does today.
Okay. Now, in your region, North Canterbury region, a lot of water closes on Monday, the 30th.
It does indeed. Yeah, last day of the season on Monday.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's the end of fishing, though.
No, it doesn't mean it's the end of fishing. No, look, we're really quite good like that down here. You know, we don't have anything as reliable or as lush as the, you know, what you guys do in the North Island. But we certainly have lakes that stay open all year round. We have some river sections that stay open all year round. So, look, we do fish on. You know, it's quite interesting. I mean, some of the big braided rivers like the Waimakariri, Hiranui and the Waiau, they're open sections. Obviously, you've got to check your regulations. And we frequently fish them. They really can fish really well in May, June, before the sort of main winter starts to kick in. And obviously, the lakes, a lot of the lakes close and then they open again Queen's Birthday weekend. So, yeah, look, it's not the end of fishing. No, look, and, something I really enjoy winter fishing personally.
Okay. Yeah, also, the following weekend, you got down 5th of May in your region, the duck season starts again.
Duck season starts again. Yeah, I've noticed a lot of people putting claims out. You know how you know, where they shoot ducks, you have to put a post with a license number or something on it.
Yeah.
So I've noticed a lot of that in the last few weeks as I've been guiding.
Yeah, okay. To be fair to anglers, we've got to give the duck shooters, they've got a very restricted season. Give them a fair go.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the nice thing in the South Island. You know, most people, it is. You definitely have to give them a fair go. There's certainly a lot of ducks out there. there's a lot of ducks. It's interesting, isn't it? Like, I'm not a shooter myself. I've never held a gun in my life, but, man, there's a lot of ducks out there.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes, 24 seconds to go.
Yep.
Where would you be fishing this weekend, and what flies would you be using?
Yeah, sure. So, look, I'd be picking any of the Canterbury Rivers this weekend or the West Coast. We've got a south airflow coming in tonight. It's going to be a cold, rainy day tomorrow, maybe a better day on Sunday. So if you had your pick Sunday, so I'd say anywhere, headwaters, mid-reaches. Obviously, water clarity will be important. And the key player, as we've often talked, is getting deep. I mean, I've definitely fished a few days this week, and it's been amazing. A lot of fish are just feeding on the bottom, and you've got to get right down to them. So none of this light, sort of drifty stuff. Get down and bomb them down with, multiple tungsten beads, tungsten sleeves, and with droppers. All about deep, mainly. That said, there is the odd mayfly hatch, but from what I've seen, deep-weighted nymphs, indicator. Be very quick on the strike. A lot of them are not indicating well. In fact, what I've found is more and more fish are not indicating. I know I had one yesterday that sort of swung about 2 feet out of its way,
yes.
And I just went on it before the indicator even moved, and there it was. Same again today.
All right. So, the secret is...
So be very reactive, deep nymphing.
Get weight, dredge the bottom.
A bit of stream or two, maybe, if it rains. If it's going to rain, I think we're going to have 5 or 6 millimetres or more. If it rains in rivers to scull, the old streamers, swinging them across the articulators, that can be a lot of fun too.
All right, very good. Thank you, Martin. We do appreciate that. Now, your contact details.
Sure. My website is www.troutlands.com, or you can put Martin Langlands, L-A-N-G-L-A-N-D-S, into search engine and you'll find me.
Okay, I recommend his website, troutlands.com. His Facebook page has got photography and videos and all fly fishing stuff. That's what he does. So have a look at that. Martin, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you again, and we'll talk more soon.
Catch you later.
See you, bye. See ya.
Martin Langlands, troutlands.com. Thank you, Martin. So South Island, down and dirty, plenty of weight, tungsten beads, they sink quicker. If it rains and the streams colour up, swing them across and down. Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you, Martin Langlands. Right, we're just coming up towards the end of the show. We'll just take that offline. Now, the fly fishing tip of the week. Trout like to congregate near drop-offs. The rapid change from deep to shallow water provides quick access to food. Fish these areas first. Makes sense, doesn't it? Okay. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Now, Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. You can access it all through the website. You don't have to be in Auckland. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Anything you want about fly fishing, there you go. Now, Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have a special interview with Bert Robinson. We'll spend more time with Bert in Rotorua next Friday. So until then, good fishing and tight lines.